أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والآخرة خير وأبقى. In the previous ayats from above on top, we read about how we have to control our nafs and bring it under control. And that person who does that will become successful. Then Allah Ta'ala showed the method of it also, and that is to make the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, that is what will purify our ruh, and then to make namaz, and then namaz will be made correctly. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said that if a person's namaz is correct, his whole deen will be correct. And when a person's deen is correct, then his whole life is correct. And his akhirat also is made, his dunya also is made. So namaz is a very, very important aspect of our lives, and we have to work towards improving our namaz. By iqamati salah, where Allah has commanded us, we must perfect our namaz, do it properly. So this means, and we have to continuously try and improve our namaz. So may Allah give us that consciousness, not only to perform our namaz, but to improve our namazes. And in every aspect, our outward postures, the inside of our namaz, and then we have to see our qaza-i umri also, all that, our namaz comes right, then the whole of a person's deen will come right. Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali also said that if you work on a person's namaz, then you have actually worked on his whole deen, for his whole deen to become alive. So Allah give us tawfiq of that. But then Allah Ta'ala explained, as we had previously read, one of the major obstacles of this is the love of this dunya. We give preference to this dunya and our nafs, our desires of our nafs, what we have, all various desires, we give preference to them. So that must be eliminated. Then Allah Ta'ala says, and compare for yourself, this is dunya, which is temporary, wal akhiratu khayru wa abqa, or pichla ghar, behtar hai aur baqi rehne wala hai. And the house of the akhirah, that is the life of the akhirah, is much more superior also, and it is permanent, it is forever and ever. So compared to dunya is temporary, the akhirat is permanent. So what should we give preference to? To that which is which is permanent, which is forever. And dunya's things, the quality of it is also very inferior. The quality of the things of akhirat are absolutely much, much more superior. Dunya's things don't have any reality in it, really. And yeah, the things that we enjoy more are the things that cause us harm more. The delicious food we eat, when it is filled with ghee, with oil, etc., with salt, the sweet things, and then this causes harm already here in this dunya. Later in our lives, then we have to suffer the consequences of all that. Whereas the akhirat is in quality also, it is much more superior. So when drawing the comparison of the two, in other words, we are being told that compare which is better for you. Is it the dunya better for you or the akhirat? As one buzurg said, that prepare for akhirat as long as you intend to stay there. And prepare for dunya as long as you intend to stay here. Dunya, we know, no matter what our intention is, we are very temporary. And the akhirat, we know it is forever and ever. So we should give preference to the life of the akhirat, which is forever. The test is that we don't see the akhirat now. And we are our nafs, and this is again the control of the nafs. The nafs just wants what is now immediate. And we just want to satisfy ourselves, make us happy with what we have now. And we don't see the consequences. Whereas always it was that a wise man is he who looks at the consequences and the results of things. He doesn't just see now what I have to do. But today the normal nature of us have become, just sort out things for now, later things we'll do it later. But whereas a wise man, he does things, he doesn't just do things for now, he thinks what the consequences will be and what it will be like in akhirat. And as we have read in our hadith kitab, all the great ni'mats of Jannat, how great they are. So that is forever. That is there. It is much more superior, and it is forever and ever. And dunya's things are all temporary, and they are just. And the quantity is also very less. The quality is also very less. There is nothing really in this dunya. And a wise person is that who prepares for the akhirah. May Allah bless us with that. And we have been given our deen and our shariat in a very nice, straightforward way. Practicing on that properly will be giving preference to the eternal life of the akhirat. And we should not be influenced by our surroundings. Today the whole world, even unfortunately we as Muslims, we are giving preference to dunya's lives. And if a person wants to give preference to akhirat's life, then it looks like he's living an abnormal life. It's not the normal life. And then he also feels, am I doing the right thing or not? For our children also, if we give them preference of akhirat in everything, their lifestyle, their dressing, their education, everything we give it of akhirat, then it looks like that we are falling out in the dunya. And other people then, they say even the close family people, they also have objection to this. So we should, as one Buzurg said very nicely when somebody told him, there are few blind people and the vast majority are seeing people who can see. So he said it's the opposite. Seeing people are very few, otherwise the rest of the people are blind. That is, we are blind to the akhirat. We don't see the reality, the truthfulness of deen. We give preference to all what other people are writing, what they are saying. Even non-Muslims, if they're not writing from Quran, but we will give preference to them. Any type of counseling we need, counseling of the Quran and Hadith, that we look down upon. It can't solve our problems. But dunya's counseling, which comes from the kuffar, from atheism, from those who don't believe in Allah Ta'ala, we believe that counseling is good, and that can solve our problems. And though there we have to pay so much for it, and we think that will solve our problems, and the deen's counseling, which is free, that we don't see can solve our problems. So we have to, this is, goes in very deep detail, that how much we are giving preference to dunya compared to akhirat. Whereas we all will admit we have to give preference to akhirat over dunya. May Allah give us all tawfiq wa akhirat.